Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Would you say today is just a little bit sweeter because it is the first day of spring?
I would definitely say so. And the fact that a sweet Thursday, first day of spring, how beautiful.
You're combining them.
Yes. You put it all into one tiny little package there. That's a nice little package.
It sure is.
I sure like it a lot. I don't know where that voice came from, and I apologize for it.
Why would you?
Oh, gosh.
No, I can't get out of it. Well, don't stay in it.
Oh, no. Oh, no. It's stuck.
I gotta bump you. Your
factory reset.
Yeah. Where's the reset button?
Help.
Oh, no. Now Claire's speaking Spanish.
Oh, no. I would go into it, but I know none. I took German high school.
Oh, no, I sent her to the German setting.
No doll ever gets set to the German setting.
Unless you live in Germany.
Even
if
then,
I was to buy a Buzz Lightyear at a Disney store in Germany, in Hamburg, would he say to infinity and beyond in German?
I don't know. Like, I've read the fun fact, the Woody dolls are not voiced by
Tom
Hanks. It's his brother, right? So does his brother have to learn different languages?
No, because if you ever watch any show, Netflix, Disney Plus, and you go all the way to the end of the credits, they start showing you different voices in different countries. Overdub, right?
Oh, okay.
So there's got to be a roster of a Buddy and a Wood. What are their names?
Woozy and Buzzy.
Fuzzy and Buzz. Woody and Buzz in Germany, right? They're probably German voice actors.
Yeah, you're right. And they're like that country's version.
Yeah. For a TV show, makes sense. But for a toy, like, you've got to work with the factory.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Huh.
When you buy toys that speak in different languages, do they speak in different countries? Do they speak in those languages? It's a great question.
I don't know. Because
we'll never know.
That'd be but worth it, I guess. I was like, that'd be a lot of work.
That's a big project.
Just assuming they're all in English. Wow. Nah, probably not. Probably make them for
around
the world.
But that's how the characters are introduced to the world. So I don't know. I'm kind of stuck on that one. That's the product, right? It's an English-speaking toy.
If we ever meet a Disney executive, we will have to ask.
We got to talk to the guy in the European division.
Hey, you're Woozy and Fuzz.
You know your two characters from Toy Story, Woozy and Fuzz?
You know, Fuzz Lightbeard. You remember?
Fuzz.
They'll know what you're talking about.
Sounds like a horrible public domain. Like someone tried to make it and not get sued.
Yes. As close as possible.
This is Fuzz Lightbeard.
Yeah.
He's from space.
He's a space wrangler.
And this is Wooly. He's a cowboy made out of wool.
Which makes him a great doll.
It's a great doll, and you can wash him.
Careful.
Fuzz Lightbeard Wooly.
We could totally have knockoff, and we can have whatever like speech patterns you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can we just do, like, stop motion crochet?
One of us is going to have to learn to crochet because my track record is not good. Okay, Ben's going to have to do it.
Producer Ben. Did you start making a scarf for a human and it turned into a scarf for a doll?
Yes, Eric.
Which works perfectly for our Toy Story crochet movie.
But all I can make are Barbie capes. That's all I can do.
Also, it couldn't keep its shape and it came to a point.
It always turned into a triangle. So I made a lot of Barbie clothes during COVID. That was all I could do. No matter how wide it started, I made a dress.
It ended up a cape.
Yeah. It just...
Lovely.
Yeah, it's all Barbie clothes because I gave up after a bit.
Well, Fuzz Lightbeard and Wooly, Cowboy Wooly, don't care.
As long as they're triangle dolls, I can do it.
Perfect.
I can do that. That I can do. I can also do Z-Sleeze. That I'm probably...
You're a pro at that.
I'm better at that than I am at crochet doll
making. I can confirm.
He's seen my crochet dolls.
I have seen the work, the handiwork.
Not good. And I know it's March.
You want day or the 20th?
Well, I was just looking at
Thursday?
Where we are at in the calendar. 30 days, half September, April.
Oh, let
so
me,
31,
hold on.
Right?
Let me get my knuckles out. January, Feb, 31.
This is the 31. It's a long month. And it just seems like this is a little too soon. But 2 days ago, Lipton Iced Tea gave us our first April Fools of the year.
What? Are they practicing?
I don't know. In mid-March, not even late March, mid-March, they, I guess on social media, announced that Peach Iced Tea was being discontinued, which was a little random. And everybody was like, oh, no, that's like the best flavor you guys have. You make iced tea. We like the peach one that you do.
Yeah. What's up with that, Lipton?
Yeah. Why would you do that? And then they said, maybe one day Peach will make a legendary comeback. We appreciate your understanding during this period of adjustment and apologize for inconvenience it has caused. Hashtag RIP Peach.
Okay.
Well, okay.
That's punny.
And then the next day they come back and they say, Peach is here to stay. It was April Fool's. You guys all lost your minds. Ha 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 ha. Like laughing, crying face. And said it was an April Fool's joke. And people are like, it's March.
Nope, something's wrong here.
So, did you just get, like, they had an idea that we're going to do April Fool's this year and then could not wait for April?
They had the idea. And then some kid who's in charge of social media and doesn't know to look at a calendar, Claire, because they don't know what April Fool's is, ran with it.
Let's do it. And March then
they
18th.
It didn't click. They're like, I will do this now because I don't have, you know, critical thinking skills.
I don't have the content for
I don't know what to do, so I will do this. Does it? There's a meeting about the meeting. They're like, what did you do, Trevor?
Dang it, Trevor.
Trevor, do you know what April Fool's is? No, I don't know. I've never seen it before on the internet, right? Like, that's his world. He doesn't know. He's too confined. He doesn't have any outside context
Trevor
at all.
Trevor didn't. How is he to know that April Fool's is in April?
That's done on purpose. That's a CYA moment right there. They are covering their own peaches.
Yes.
It's a CYP, man.
It's cover your peaches.
It's cover your peaches.
This is just.
They messed up. That's a mess up.
Guys, no. You're a little soon on the April Fool's.
Straight up mess up.
Come on.
They didn't have a clue.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
I should perhaps be more troubled than I am, but I'm not. I will not be on this program tomorrow because tomorrow I am going under the knife.
Yeah.
Having a little surgery.
Yeah.
I've had back pain for months now, and it has gotten progressively worse. And it's gotten to the point where I went to speak to a doctor about it, and they're like, you need surgery. So that's what I'm going to do. And my kids are all like, oh, I'm so scared for you. I hope that everything's okay, mommy. I'm excited. Maybe I should proceed with more caution. Maybe no. I should be more concerned.
You're
but
good.
I'm just like, let's go.
Although, in conversating with you, I've noticed that anytime you bring this up to people, everybody has a back surgery horror story.
I know! That is the thing! I have heard so many people tell me it's going to go wrong, it's not going to fix you, and this is a mistake. But you know what? I have tried a lot of different therapies over the last 2 months, and nothing is working.
You met with the surgeon?
Yep.
They know what they're doing?
Yep.
It's modern medicine. You'll be fine.
Big Western medicine fan. I've tried
two thumbs up, Western meds.
I've tried other stuff.
You've tried all therapies.
Yes.
And from what I've heard, it's nothing. It's not improving at all.
No.
It's not even relieving.
No.
It's just a waste of your time.
I've spent hundreds of dollars at this point, my man. What's a couple more?
Just go in. So I've been thinking a lot about this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tell me everything.
I presume you're going to be on a table. Much like you're getting a massage. You got to be face down.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think there'll be that little donut surgery right there?
Oh.
I don't know.
I hate that donut.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. Do you ever get a massage and it's like, oh, my face has been here for a long time? Yeah.
And then once while you open one eye, just look at their feet. Yeah, I do that.
Yeah, okay. That's everybody?
That's everybody.
Okay. Sometimes I get a little claustrophobic.
You know? Oh, maybe you'll be on your side. I don't know.
Maybe.
Just thinking through the options.
Okay, well,
you're not on your back.
I was so excited.
I'm
and then
excited.
You bring something like that up.
No,
and I'm like, oh, damn.
I'm a critical thinker sometimes. Sometimes.
Great.
Sometimes I really get into how things work. Uh-huh. I'm just curious how this whole thing's going to go down.
I should have asked, I guess. I don't know. Just do it.
You show up. What time we got to be there?
Early.
Yeah.
The surgery's at 7.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. So I won't be here for the program.
No, I know that.
Yeah, yeah.
We're well aware. We're preparing for you not to be here.
Just so you know.
But you're preparing to be here on Monday.
Yeah.
From what they told you.
From what I've heard.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. I'm not doing heavy lifting.
Tell you what. My gift to you for Monday is there's going to be a birdhouse back out there with a full roof.
That would be lovely.
When we did this whole Fix It Fellas project to put up a birdhouse, and Tony Milan, in his wisdom, made us fashion one portion, basically the other half of the roof, mm-hmm. with found material.
Yeah.
It was great for team building, but looking at it now, one, it didn't keep, and two, I don't think birds want to live in a structure that doesn't protect them.
Right, right. I think it's a little too exposed.
That was a birdhouse kit, and I did find the other piece of roof. It's at my house right now.
Oh, okay.
As is the birdhouse.
I'm sorry. So, did you fix it?
No, I'll like it.
No, I intend to.
I intend to.
Classic Fix It Fella. Classic Fix It Fella. No, honey, I will fix it.
It'll be thine will be done.
Okay. Do you need me to send it? What time does Nick need to be there to help you fix it? Because this is
no,
how
he
you
needs
guys-
to help you.
No.
Do not send him away from your house. You need him.
This birdhouse is not gonna get done by yourself.
It'll get done. You need to worry about your back. Don't worry about the birdhouse.
This is not how the Fix It Fellas operate.
It'll get done. I promise. I got like 5 days. It'll get done.
No.
I promise.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Yesterday, U.S. Marshals arrested a man in Nevada who's wanted on several charges in Iowa, 51-year-old Donnie White.
Oh, I'm sorry. Nevada, the state, not Nevada, Iowa.
Yeah. Remember I had that Nevada story the other day about those two wind towers.
Yes.
Yeah, no. Welcome to my brain going, remember how to pronounce it?
Right.
Thank God it's not in Tripola or Tripoli.
Oh, my gosh.
This is in the state of Nevada.
Okay.
51-year-old Donnie White is wanted in connection with the death in Linn County, now faces multiple charges, including murder in the first degree. White has been sought since March 14th. He was arrested in Las Vegas, and based on the photo that accompanied the news release, I've never seen that before, was arrested outside of a McDonald's without incident and does remain in Nevada until he will be extradited to the state of Iowa.
Dang.
Sweatshirts! So much basketball! Northern Iowa's out. NIT, Northern Iowa, lost to SMU. The Mustangs got the better of the Panthers, 73-63. The Cyclone women won!
Woo!
Schooled Princeton.
They are in.
68-63.
Okay, did anybody see them trying to throw
I didn't
equations?
Watch. I didn't have a chance to catch the game.
I wonder if they used our strategy.
It was a great strategy.
It was good, yeah.
Just, if you're ever in a sports competition against a school that's known for being an Ivy League smarty pants school.
Hey, solve for X.
Distract them with math. That's our strategy. If they applied it, it worked beautifully. 68-63.
Good work.
So now the Cyclone women will take on Michigan coming up on Friday. So the NCAA tournament does start today. All those play-in games are done on the men's side. So Drake plays today against Missouri. Now, we're cheering for our teams from Iowa, yes?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Are we also cheering for Drake because we're looking at the next men's basketball coach for the University of Iowa?
What? What? Tell me.
I don't have any inside information except for the guy we all thought they were going to hire took a job at Indiana. So
okay.
One of the candidates is currently off the table because he has another job in the Big Ten. So is Coach McCollum, Ben McCollum at Drake, who took his team to 30 wins this year, is he the guy?
Interesting.
There's some rumblings that we haven't filled the spot yet while all these other Big Ten teams around us are starting that fired coaches.
Yeah.
Are we waiting for a guy who's currently working in the thing we want to be in?
Got you.
That's
Got
the
you.
Question.
That makes sense then. Okay.
6:35, if you want to check out his resume, Drake taking on Missouri. Drake is the lower seed, so that would be an upset if they beat Missouri. I believe True TV in the CBS Viacom family of channels is where you'll find that.
Always weird, but
it's on most cable
packages. Tis the season for it.
We are not done with sports shorts, no, no. Good morning, friends. Whether you're a slicer or a hooker,
Go on.
A duffer or a tiger. Tomorrow is a day of celebration for those who rise with the sun to see the dew-swept fairways and the sun peeking through the branches of Iowa's maples and elms. That's right. Gardner Golf Course opens tomorrow. Tee times required and can be booked at playcedarrapidsgolf.com. Gardner Golf Course joining Twin Pines as your first two courses open for the season in Cedar Rapids.
Oh, golf clap.
And that, my friends, wraps up Sports Shorts. North America's only Orlay, a word nobody knew until they redid the Czech clock in Czech Village.
Yes, the Orlay.
The Orlay. An Orlay, by the way, is a Czech astronomical clock. The only other one I'm aware of is in Prague.
Well.
But when they redid the clock tower this past summer and had a rededication ceremony, it was to install this Orlay and also work on the guts inside. Because now, remember, characters come out.
Yes,
right?
They do.
And there's music that plays. And they turn it on at noon today.
Yes!
There's going to be a bit of a ceremony. And then everybody's going to watch noon. And the characters represent different immigrants. And some musical play.
How beautiful.
And then everybody's going to go inside to the museum for coffee and kolaches.
Love it.
This is the perfect day. And you know what? It's going to be a little breezy, but not like the last couple of days. But pure sunshine. It'll be awesome. Congrats, National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library. Just one on the working on the clock tower and dedication and then having it turned back on at noon today. You go, Orlay. Or as they say in Prague, Orlay all day.
Orlay all day, folks. Yas. That's how they say it.
Yas.
And they snap. Snaps for clocks.
Just appreciate it. It's cultural.
Yeah.
News is brought to you by...
Just appreciate it. It's cultural.
Get out of your American ways and embrace the globe for once.
Okay.
News brought to you by CR News Now. Get the message from the city of Cedar Rapids in the smartphone app Mobile CR or at crnewsnow.com.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Authorities have released new information about the death of Aubrey Plaza's husband, Jeff Baena. He took his own life in January. According to their research, that Aubrey and her husband were separated for several months prior to the incident taking place. They had separated in September. She then moved to New York, and officers note that Jeff had a phone conversation with her the night before he took his life. Aubrey said that after the phone conversation, she didn't have a good feeling about where his mental space was at. She had asked a friend to do a welfare check on him. He was actually found by the dog walker, but she was worried about him anyway. So had never had a history of suicide thoughts or
anything.
Brain's
a funny thing, right?
Yeah.
To see how things can sometimes just flip in an instant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And sadly, that's where it led him. Kanye West has been burning bridges and picking fights with people over the last few days. And I think he went too far on Tuesday. He launched a Twitter attack on Jay-Z and Beyonce, which I think he's been upset with them for the last couple of years. But actually, he went after their kids, who are innocent in all of this. He questioned their mental capacity of the twins, 7-year-olds Rumi and Sir. He actually used the R word, which... super cool.
We also don't do that anymore, Kanye.
No. Blamed that the fact that they were conceived via artificial insemination.
Is this like a weird science riff also?
Yeah, kind of, but also very pointed at Jay-Z and Beyonce. And why include the kids in any of this if you're upset with them and their actions and what they did? The kids didn't do any of this.
As I just said, the brain's a funny thing, right?
Yes. He actually did... apparently feel bad about it, took the tweet down, but then later said he regretted taking it down because his Twitter is a one-way conversation.
Clearly, but nobody wants... well, I guess it is one way. We don't want to have a conversation back. It's actually a monologue.
It is a strange monologue because he's also going off on the Kardashians, very upset with his ex-wife's family.
One at least... not that I'm giving him a pass, but you understand.
Sure.
Did we have any word from the Jay-Z,
nothing
Beyonce?
Nothing back from them, but a lot of people letting him know that that was not a cool move.
Well, you're in industry circles, they must know a lot of the same people.
Sure.
And I'm sure some phone calls were made very quickly.
Yeah.
Like, that's got to go down.
Take it down.
Take it down.
Yeah.
Get that guy some help, man.
Please. Lady Gaga is going to be stuck in your head at least throughout the last couple weeks of March and into April because she is officially the song of NCAA March Madness. They shared that when you are going in and out of the games, you're going to hear her new song, Abracadabra. It's the newest release off of her album. It has taken off already. Listened to many, many times. We just added it here on Z102.9 as well. It's going to be a very popular song. And if you hear it all the time, you know, just power of suggestion, that's great marketing.
Didn't this, I forget the song, but didn't like Fits in the Tantrums have a very similar experience?
Yeah.
It was at the right time. I think it was like going into the football playoffs or something.
Yeah.
And it became an anthem.
But you hear this now, I'm like, yeah, without any lyrics and you just have like some basketball. This could definitely work.
It also has a basketball sound to it.
Yeah.
Just that thumping bass.
That kind of heartbeat to it.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. I think it works. I mean, good on all sides of that.
So you're telling me every game for the next 3+ weeks.
Yeah.
Because between today and what, Saturday, we have at least 32 of them.
It's going to be stuck in your head like magic. Abracadabra. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
Always happy to come to your assistance with Jury in a Hurry, our radio court of law, where we dole out justice on the little mundane things that can get under people's skin and ruin relationships, frankly.
Today's case submitted to our Jury in a Hurry inbox, Scramble, at KZIA.com.
Yeah, this coming to us from Corinne. Her email to us reads, is it rude to offer someone unhealthy snacks when you know they're on a diet and watching what they eat? I've been trying to make better decisions this year, and everyone knows that I'm eating better. I've lost 17 pounds, yet they still offer me unhealthy snacks and everything when they're eating them. I'm sure they're just trying to be nice, but it makes it hard to stay strong and to be focused.
Sincerely, Corinne.
Sincerely, Corinne.
What we do when it comes to Jury in a Hurry is we read the case, and then the first option is to go for instinct. Where do we fall on the sides of the argument?
Right.
And on this one, sometimes we fall on the same side. This particular one, we are taking opposing views.
Absolutely. I'm on Corinne's side on this one.
Arguing on behalf of Corinne is Claire.
Yeah. Corinne, I'm with you. I think it's a matter of respect. You need to consider other people's feelings. You can't just go through and, you know, do everything however you want to do it. You wouldn't offer alcohol to someone who was in AA, right? Like that's wrong. Don't tempt them like that. She's trying to make a lifestyle change in much the same way. Don't be a food pusher. You sound pushy. You sound like it's a little too much. She's trying to make some good choices. And everybody in the office knows, right? She's made this announcement. She's looking different. She's making the changes. It is hard to make those lifestyle changes. Why not help somebody out by being considerate of what they're trying to do and how they're trying to better themselves? Be a helper, not a pusher.
So when you vote, a yes vote is a vote for Claire. Yes, you are being rude in pushing this food on Corinne. Is that correct?
Absolutely, it's rude.
Corinne, God love you. Thanks for listening. But you are the person I hate in my office. You're the person that ruins it for everybody because all of a sudden now there's vegetables in the fridge and somebody is microwaving vegetables all day long.
Hey.
Look, you are taught at a very young age, probably 3 or 4, the word share, it is pounded into your brain. So the fact that I'm sharing and offering you a snack, healthy or unhealthy, I'm doing right by my upbringing and I'm being good to my fellow human. Regardless of your journey, regardless, because you know what? And you said it in your email, you're making better decisions. But at the end of the day, it is your decision to accept or reject what is being offered to you. I am not forcing it into your body. You would have to physically grab the food and put it in your mouth to consume it.
I didn't do that. Oh, come on.
I didn't do that.
You're a food pusher and you know it.
I might be wearing a little devil costume when I bring in brownies. Because the devil's food. but they're just going to sit there on the table. I'm not pushing it on you. Don't judge me.
Sit it on the table.
Is it rude to judge me for what I'm bringing as snacks? Based on your arguments, yes. I'm just trying to have a fun work environment with the culture of, you know what? People bond around food. And maybe today it's ooey gooey butter cake because I'm celebrating my St. Louis heritage.
Stop it.
And I bring in some, extra decadent cheesecake.
What?
Because we had a really good sales call. It's celebration. I'm not pushing that on you.
Stop
it's
bringing
just
in all that
sitting
food
on the table. Am I being rude? No, I'm being generous.
You're the rude food dude.
I'm not
I like
rude.
It.
I'm a generous man. It is not rude. When you vote for me, you're a no vote because it is not rude. I am being a good coworker.
And when you vote yes, you're on my side, on Corinne's side. It is rude to push food onto people when they're trying to watch what they eat.
Okay. It's a simple yes or no question. Is it rude or not for me, the pusher,
food pusher,
to offer the food to Claire, or in this case, Corinne, the dieter, right?
Yes.
Those are the roles we are playing. We've made our arguments that we actually both truly believe in.
We believe it.
We want to see what you believe. Whose side are you on? Phone lines are open right now at 200-1029. It's Jerry and Hurry.
Who's going to win their case today? Claire or Eric? Jury in a Hurry on Z102.9.
Okay, Jury in a Hurry. Is it rude to offer somebody unhealthy snacks if they are dieting?
What
yes
say
or
you?
No?
No.
Not rude.
No.
Thank you. See how polite I am?
No.
I'm not rude.
You're a rude food dude.
Jury in a Hurry. Is it rude to offer somebody unhealthy snacks when you know they're on a diet?
No.
Not rude. You know why? Because
you're rude.
Not rude. You have personal choice, Claire.
You guys are sassy, though.
We are,
I will
we
say
are a
that.
Little sassy.
You're
we
rude
are.
And sassy.
Hey, thanks for calling Jury to Hurry. Okay, you know your coworker's on a diet. Is it rude to offer them an unhealthy snack? Yes or no?
No.
Not rude.
No.
Wow.
Come on.
Do you just want to call it?
No, I do not want to call
Free
it.
Free out of the gate?
I think there are people like Corinne out there who are making good choices.
I didn't
choices.
Say she isn't.
And it's hard enough to make those choices. We don't need you pushing food onto us. It's rude.
Don't put it in front of you at all. That's what you're saying?
Yes. Stop
don't
making
tempt
offer.
You.
Quit tempting.
I'm the temptress.
Yes, you are.
I'm the bearded temptress. Back to the phones we go. Jury in a Hurry. Is it rude to offer somebody unhealthy snacks if they're dieting?
No, I'm going with Eric. Bring the food on.
Bring the food on.
Come on.
Thank
Where
you,
are my
friend.
Respectful folk.
Jury in a Hurry. Do you find it rude to offer somebody unhealthy snacks if you know they are dieting?
It is definitely not rude.
Oh, not rude.
Oh,
and
oh my
thank
God,
you
I had her.
For the pregnant pause.
Oh, that was dramatic.
Jury in a Hurry. Do you find it rude to offer somebody unhealthy snacks if you know they are dieting?
No, because then the dieter is taking away your happiness as a giver.
Thank you. No one thought about it. Yes, yes!
Why
my
people,
happiness of a giver.
No, no.
Yes.
Nobody thinks about other people's feelings, and it's a shame. It's a dang shame.
That's exactly what she was saying, too. Hi, Jerry, in a Hurry, do you find it rude to offer somebody unhealthy snacks if you know they are on a diet?
No.
No! No.
Wait, is that a clean
that
sweep?
That is a clean sweep.
Claire, I'm so
vote.
Sorry, Claire.
Are you kidding me? There's got to be more people out there that agree with Corinne and I.
I want to celebrate with some unhealthy snacks.
Get out of here!
Something that we put in butter.
What?
Yeah, we'll dip it in butter. I don't care what it is. Just dip it in butter.
Oh,
I'm dipping this victory in
sick.
Butter.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.